Romans chapter 12. Oh, it's quiet in here now. Romans 12, we are talking on this subject of the mind and thinking and renewing the mind and exchanging your thoughts. And we have come a great distance here. And I want to ask you this question. Today is not a sermon. I don't have a sermon for you. I don't have any more sermons in me to preach or teach to you. We are strategically building lives. People like this atmosphere because it's just kind of talk. We talk around things. We even take questions and answers because the goal of you coming here is for you to grow. Say amen to that. And so I ask you this question. We've gone into the second quarter already. How did the first quarter go for you? Because I want you to assess your life quarter by quarter. I don't want you to just be living and getting the teachings and saying, praise God, hallelujah. I want you to assess yourselves and check to see what has happened quarter to quarter, even month to month. You've been sitting here since January. We've been hitting you on Sunday mornings, the gatherings, Sunday nights, the recap, Tuesday devotion, Wednesday, we've been hitting you with community talk and noonday teachings for three straight months. What has happened in your life in those 3 months? What can you point to say, when I came into this year, I was here, but now I'm here, or I'm making progress here. This is getting better. This is not getting better. If you don't do that, you can't properly gauge where you are and where God is trying to take you. Some of you set great goals at the top of the year, and you think you're just going to keep hearing, and it's going to push your goals. There's things you have to do. And it is my responsibility to make sure that we're all moving forward. Can you say moving forward? And so we are strategically building lives around our faith, around our finances, around our families, and around our fitness, which means in all those four areas, you should be able to track something that has been getting better in those areas, in your family, in your finances, in your faith, and in your fitness. So if you are not tackling at least one of those areas, I would ask myself, then what am I doing? Why am I here? You're not coming here to say I went to church. You're coming here to get the teachings of Jesus so we can live better in every area. If you're going to have an ordained year, Jeremiah 29, I have thoughts toward you. I have plans for you before the foundation of the world to give you the life you desire. John 10:10, I have come that you may have an enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. Ephesians 3:20, he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. If you're going to have all of that in your year, you're going to have a good day in a good week, in a good month, in a good year, and it's going to all be good for you, you're going to have to chart what you're doing. Write on a piece of paper, here are all of my deficiencies in my life, and here's what I'm going to do to make these things better. I'm going to start checking off this list. The start of the year, I said, I ain't talking to my mama. I ain't talking to my siblings. I don't fool with these people relationally. I fell out with my cousin. I don't deal with my old prayer partner. Okay, I'm going to work on that. That's family. That's relationship. I need to lose some weight. I need to get my blood pressure down. That's fitness. I need to deal with my money. I make good money, but I ain't been managing it right. I have not been returning the tithe. I ain't been giving offerings. I ain't been managing the 90. I haven't been doing portion order. I'm going to check that off. My faith, what I believe. Have I been having devotions? Have I been studying the scriptures? Have I been spending time with God? And all of this is the reason that we come here. Don't fool yourself. You're not here just to sing in the choir, usher at the door, do security, work audio. You are here to receive the teachings of Jesus. Can you say the teachings of Jesus? So we can be better. Bit by bit, you should be better. So I ask you, how was your first quarter? You write that down. How was my first quarter? And you go home and you assess that. Because if you've jumped into April now, and you don't have anything charted from January, February, March, it's quiet up in here. See, I need us to understand so we can continually get better. The reason you're getting kind of frustrated is because you're saying, I'm not seeing what I need to see. And so I ask you, are you doing what you need to do? I've been telling you what we're doing the whole year since we started, which means if we're your pastors, you should be making adjustments like us. Oh, pastor, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym. Pastor giving, I'm giving. Pastor devotion, I'm going to do devotion. Pastor dealing with family stuff, I'm going to do. You should be following the leader. I got two amens over here, one over here, and one in the balcony. You should be following the leader. Well, that sounds like you trying to brainwash us. I am. You didn't know? We're all getting our minds and brains washed by the word. Because we came into this year with our own thoughts, and where did that get you? You are where you are because of your thoughts. So I'm telling you, hey, I am too, so let me change my thoughts. I changed my thoughts about my health. I changed my thoughts about my fitness and my wholeness, and I got back on the grind. Some of y'all say, I was on it and I fell off. I did too. I lost 80 pounds and I gained 100, and I lost 20 and I gained 30, and I'm up and down, up and down. But once you become the teachings, and you get a bigger goal than just a smaller shirt. Your goal got to be bigger than I want a smaller pair of jeans. Oh, I'm talking now. And if you begin to apply these things, and so in Romans chapter 12, you don't have to turn there. Y'all should know that by now. It says to be transformed by the renewing or the changing of your mind. We are in the midst of our PPP plan. Write that down, PPP. Not the money y'all stole. It's a different plan we have. It's projects, it's process, it's promise. Write that down, PPP plan, project. I'm the project, not your sister, not your husband, not your coworker. I'm the project. I'm going through the process, and I'm going to get to the promise. Because we live where we think. Said this, say, I live where I think. So if I live where I think and I don't like how I'm living, I need to be confronting my thoughts. If I live where I think and I don't like how I'm living, it would be areas of my finances, my family, my future, my fitness, my faith, my fun. Some of y'all don't have enough fun in life. Tell your neighbor, say, life should be fun. Tell them, nudge them, say, life should be fun. Tell them, say, wake up. If you go to napping, they have permission to go to slapping. Wake up. If you went up at 3 a.m. binge watching Snowfall, you could stay up doing service. That's a good show though, Jack. You know, Pastor Kelly, it takes me at least 2 days to watch one episode of anything. Because I turned it on and I'm like, and London, she'll get up and turn. I said, what you doing? I said, I'm watching this. You sleep. I ain't sleep. And I sit up and turn it back on. I wake up, she done went on upstairs, like whatever. Yeah. If I live where I think, come in. And you don't like where you live in. I ain't talking about just your address. Any area. Then you need to confront your thinking. Not your spouse, not your landlord, not your boss. Confront your thinking. Are you listening to me? And so, oh, we up here. Oh, okay. For as a man thinketh in his heart, come on. So we are confronting every thought. We are exchanging our thoughts and ways for God's thoughts and God's ways. Next slide. I forgot about my slides. Thank you, sister. It's a continual exchange. It's not a one-time effort. Are y'all here? Just because you quote or memorize something doesn't mean you exchange your thoughts. Just because it's your daily confession don't mean you've exchanged your thoughts. We must constantly exchange our low thoughts for his high thoughts by understanding. Say understanding. If you don't understand it, you can't exchange it. If you can't teach it, you don't. If you are not able to teach it, maybe you don't understand it. And we are listening to the teachings to apply and to be teachers. I told you, we talked about last week, you are living epistles to be read of men. So you are a teacher. Whether you got a microphone or a podium, you are a teacher. And if we're to be read of men, and people are reading our lives, what are they reading? Are they reading a lust novel? Are they reading a horror flick? Are they reading a comedy? Are you a joke? What are they reading? What are they reading? So I want to represent Jesus with my life. So when you read me, because Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. So when you see me, you ought to see Jesus. That's blasphemy. Read your Bible. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I see my Father say. He had taken on his Father's thoughts. He said, so when y'all see me, you've seen the Father. I want to live a life that when you see me, you see Jesus. But you can't see Jesus with my thoughts. This is how, look, we're going to influence and exchange the world. Now, I forgot, y'all can't see nothing back there. Put it on the big screen or down here so they can see. Or something. Or it's up there? There it is. This is how we're going to influence and change our world. Say, I must change my world. Not the world. Your world. Where you live. Where you go to school. Where you teach. The teams your kids play on. The building you live in. The block you live in. Or live on. You can influence that when people see you and they see Jesus because you've exchanged your thoughts. Are y'all still here? Yeah. Come on, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. I want to finish this today. So we read this before too, where it talks about taking no thought, but seeking first his thoughts and his way of doing and being right. His thoughts. We have thoughts. We have ways. He says, get rid of that. Take on mine. Take on how I do things. Take on how I think about marriage, how I think about money, how I think about your children, how I think about your career, how I think about you. Take that on. Come on, keep going. Keep going, because I'm trying to get somewhere. So what kind of mind do you have? I don't have time to go through this. I went over this on noonday Bible study. How many of y'all know we have noonday Bible study? Raise your hand. Even if you're at work or you can't log on at noon. It's up there. Go back and watch it. There is no excuse that you're not getting any of the teachings. You should sit down every time you get together. I'm telling you what I'm telling you today. You should have a Bible, a notepad, and a pen. Well, all that's on my phone. Fine. You should have it every time we come together because you're going to learn. You're going to get wisdom. You're going to get answers. You're going to get direction. You're going to have questions, and we're going to answer them in the teaching. But if you're just sitting there, just watching, you got to be ready to receive it. I'm taking you somewhere, people of God. I said, I'm taking you somewhere. And so we talked about this on the noon Bible study. I'm not going back through this, but you can take a picture of it and go back and figure it out, because you got to figure out what kind of mindset do you have. Some of y'all got growth mindset. Some of y'all have fixed mindsets, like your income is fixed. We're going to unfix your income this year, too. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, let's go. I'm not going through that. Let's go. I'm not going through that. Yeah. We talked about gas, too. How many of y'all heard that teaching? We talked about gas. Y'all was on noon. Okay, go back and watch it. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay, we're not going to go about gas. All right, no gas. Okay. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Say, so I have the ability, I need you to hear me, to control my thoughts. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Okay, if it ain't up there for y'all to see, y'all want to come sit over here? Y'all come sit down. Find a seat out here. Y'all scoot over. Let them sit down so they can see. I want y'all to see. Come on. Bring your purse and your cigarettes and stuff. Come on, sit down here. I got 15 minutes and I'm trying to get this out. Come on, come on now. Y'all give them a hand as they come down. And we're going to figure it out where y'all can see. Maybe we get y'all own monitor over there or something. Yeah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, said mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds is thoughts you hold strong to. You don't want to let them go. Big mama taught you this. Your daddy taught you this. You learned it from the streets, and you think that's the way I'm supposed to live. I'm not letting that go. It's not holding you. You're holding it. And the only thing that will get you to loose your pry off of it is the word of God. It says, but they're mighty through God, the word, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity. What does captivity mean? Talk back. To lock up. Talk. To hold up. To take hold of, to captive, under submission, to bring into bondage, to arrest every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that you have that does not line up with God's thoughts toward you, you got to snatch them. You ever had a child running loose and you just snatched them? He said, get over here and sit down. We need more snatching in this generation. You ever want to snatch somebody else's kids? Like, oh. Every thought. Because when I said earlier, this is going to be your year of getting your money and going on vacation. Some of y'all said in your thoughts, I can't afford that. Or you said, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Because you're holding strong to your thoughts. Every thought that does not line up with God's will for you, you got to snatch them. Arrest them. Handcuff them. Lock them up. But the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Yeah, you can't outthink your bad thoughts. I'm just going to think real hard. I got willpower. I'm just going to think real hard. You can't outthink your bad thoughts. You got to pull them down by the word of God. My thought is, I ain't going to never not be in this pain. His thoughts are, by my stripes, you were healed. I was wounded for your transgressions. You got to take on his thoughts. Regarding anything, my son just gets on my nerve. My daughter gets on my nerve. They just crazy. They just this. You got to take on his thoughts. His thought says the seed of the righteous is empowered to prosper. His thoughts are your children are a gift from the Lord. I know some of y'all said, well, come get this gift. No, they belong to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, next screen. Say, I must arrest every thought. Say, I must arrest every thought. Next screen. Y'all see I'm rushing here. Okay, go back to the screen before this. They said, slow down. How do you know what to cast down if you don't know the knowledge of God? You see, you got to know the knowledge of God because you'll be saying, yeah, the Bible said, that ain't even what he said. Never heard somebody quote something be like, God said, this ain't in the Bible. The Bible said he may not come when you want him. That ain't in the Bible. But he's always on time. What thoughts have you taken on that don't even belong to you? Them ain't your thoughts. Them your friend thoughts. Them big mama thoughts. That's your coach thoughts. That's your sister thought they don't even believe how you believe. See, things that we do are crazy to the unbeliever. Oh, come on, come on. What? Who in their right mind would get their check, take 10% of it, and bring it down to the local church? Who would do that when times are difficult? Who would do it? And so to the world, we get it in here, but to the world, you crazy. And they'll give you every reason why you shouldn't be doing it. You didn't hear about them priests touching them kids. You didn't hear about all the chaos in the church. You didn't hear how the church wants your money. And they'll give you all these other thoughts. And you say, you know what? You is right. They probably is mishandling their money. Pastor, do drive a nice car. I think you right. I like your thoughts. I'm teaching better than y'all saying amen. Go to the next screen. Go to the next screen. Now, I'm going to have Shantae put all these on the website so you'll always have my notes. Okay? So what do you do if you haven't already done it? Number one, take audit of your life. Number one, take audit of your life. Write it down. You must examine yourself. What's happening in my home, in my finances, in my family, in my career? I like this line. Self-examination is necessary to ensure that we are on track and in alignment with God's mind, his thoughts, and his will toward us. Some of y'all are afraid to assess yourself because you know what you're going to find. Take audit of your life. That's what we're going to do. We're talking about first quarter. Okay, what happened? I don't know, Pastor. I ain't charged that. Chart that. Thank you for this message. We're going to first take audit of our life. What have you been doing? I told you too, this year belongs to the who. I was talking to Pastor Kelly. She said she agreed to work out every day this year. That's 365 days. Bless her ministry. No, for real. No, for real. You got to do what you got to do. And some of us have not learned that discipline yet. And you don't learn it in front and then do it. You learn it on the way. And don't think of it like this. Here's what I used to do. Here's what I would do. I said, oh my God, I got to go down to the gym every day. And I said, nope, I got to go today. And then tomorrow when I get up, I got to go today. And then you look up and you done been every day. And sometimes I don't have my mind work. I'll get up and I'll go in the bathroom and I'll come out. I say, where you going? I'm going to the gym. You ain't even, because I got to move. If I don't do it, I'll get a text or a call. And I'm like, I just go later. I'm going to go right now. She's like, you ain't going to wait on me? I'm gone. And sometimes I got to say, you know what? Okay, I got to be here all day on Tuesday. I got prep. I got meetings on Tuesday morning. I just go Wednesday. Nope, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go back home, take a shower, because you took a shower after the gym. Pray never said that's mandatory. Or sour thou will be. So I did that. Then I came back down there for prep. Pray never said you got to do what you got to do. How do we want the results, but don't want to do what we got to do? It don't always feel good, Carlotta. I don't always want to do it. I'm so sick of boiled eggs and strawberries. But I got a plan. Okay, let's get going. Take audit of your life. Number two. Oh, I'm still on this. Okay, it helps us see what we are missing it, where we have fallen off, or is in trouble. It helps us see where we need to make adjustments or corrections. You got to do a heart check. It's in my trunk, Steve. I think it's still there. Go get it. Real quick. Somebody go get it. They said, who said run? Y'all pushy. Run. Tell them, got to do a heart check. Okay. Is it good? Take audit of your life. Go to number two. I'll talk about this one while I'm waiting. Forget regret. Come on. I got 9 minutes. Y'all got to stay with me. I said, God, how can I make this even more plain? He said, put all your notes on the screen and walk through them. This takes me away from masturbatory preaching. Well, I'm up here having a good time and y'all trying to figure it out. Let's walk through it together. I'm restricted to this because I need you to get this. Okay? Regret weighs on us and will have us subtly angry with ourselves and others that we hold responsible. Regret is what? Sorrow or remorse over something that has happened or that we have done. It's coming to terms with choices you have made that didn't yield what you thought, planned. It's foolish or sinful choices. It's disappointment over what didn't happen. It's disappointment over what has not happened yet. Some of y'all feel like I done wasted years. It's disappointment that things haven't worked out. Are y'all still here?
Yes.
This right here, when you're trying to move on and make adjustments in your life and have this junting, this right here will keep you stuck. Because we all have made some mistakes. We all have done some things that we regret. We all have some things that, man, I should have did this, or if I had have did that, if I had have married him, if I had have moved over there, if I had have went to the school, all of these things. And regret will minister to you. Just like angels come to minister to you, regret will. It'll have you calculating everything wrong as if your life is ruined because of all this right here. Things that didn't happen, that should have happened, things that I did, choices that I made, things that didn't work out as I thought they should have worked out, people that left, people that came, the divorce, and you keep having all of these regrets. Yes, it happened. It didn't work out. You got the divorce. You left the church. Y'all don't talk no more. It happened. Let's properly lament, because we don't know how to lament over nothing. Let's properly lament and then move forward. Lament, heal, and move. Here's what we do. I'm full of regret. I'm just going to jump over the lament, jump over the heal, and I'm going to move. Now you take all this to your next church, your next marriage, your next relationship, your next school, because you didn't lament and you didn't heal. What does lament mean? Somebody said cry. Grief, grieve. Say it again. You looked it up, see? That's good classroom etiquette. When somebody's talking to you and you don't know what the word is they said, don't just, amen. Look it up. What does it say? A passionate expression of grief or sorrow. You get to passionately express how you feel. You get to cry. You get to yell. You get to snot. Then you get to heal. And then you get to move on. Because there's a time for everything. You don't get to be grieving in your moving on season. There's a time to cry. There's a time to wipe your face. There's a time to be angry. There's a time to let it go. Are you listening to me? So, okay, come on. So, said we got to do a heart check. And I just thought about this. I took this when I preached at the other guy's church. And this, y'all know what these are, right? Okay, I'm doggone out of time. Okay. That clock ain't moving anyway, Keep. It says 9:59 still. Okay. Time done stood still. Look at God. y'all done heard, how many of y'all heard my story about this before?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Put your hand on, you're gonna hear it again. Okay. So now they let the clock move right down to 50 seconds. They so mean. Listen. This is how your filter is supposed to look. I came in the house, Chris, and my heat wasn't blowing out. And long story short, they said, you might want to check your filter. When I got to the filter, it looked like this. Because my filter, which represents my heart, looked like this, it stopped the whole unit from properly functioning. Now, this don't mean you terrible. I mean, some things you got to make adjustments with. Because there is a little bit of... there is some... But see, all this overrides this. And my whole brand new unit would not work because the filter hadn't been adjusted. Everything flows through our hearts. That's why Proverbs says, guard your heart with all diligence because your life flows through it. Man looks at your Gucci shirt. God looks at your heart. It'll clog everything up. Relationships, money, everything. Everything comes through your heart. Write this down. It comes through my heart and it works by love. Faith, even, I believe God. Faith works by love. So you need to assess your heart. Do a heart check as you go through this last quarter. We all do. What's triggering us? What's making us mad? What's bothering us that shouldn't be? What adjustments or changes that got you all flipping? Hey, check your heart. I got to do it all the time. I said I got to do it all the time because I can be easily triggered. Did she say amen? Girl. Amen. I'm not triggered. I ain't triggered. No. You're going to tell me I'm triggered. I'm not mad. I'm not mad about nothing. See, what sets you off? Because I promise you, it ain't the other person. Because they're going to be who they is. You got to just stop being triggered. What if the person that triggers you never changes? Will you be forever triggered? Or will you make an adjustment? I promise you, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to change. Especially in marriage. It is what it is. So now, I ain't saying it's right, but it is what it is. He may never do what you want him to do, and she may never make that adjustment. She may burn the chicken forever, what you gonna do. He may never deal with his internal issues and never become a communicator. Then what you gonna do? Because if he ain't talking, he got some issues. See, somebody said, leave him. See there? See there? You stood at the altar and you said, for better or for worse. And then when worse came, you said, leave him. You told Harpo to beat me. I'd kill him dead for it. God, I don't know how I got on this, Rayshawn, but God will release you from a marriage. God will. Not your friends, not your girlfriends, not your brother, not your partner. God will. Not you just fed up and want to trade in your 36-year-old for an 18-year-old. That ain't God. But he crazy. You don't know this other dude is crazy too. At least you know what kind of crazy you got. Okay. Forget regret. Next screen. Oh, God. It's 12:04. Okay, can I have 6 minutes? And I'll let you go at 12:10. Okay. Okay, we are all flawed. We all make, take this, Steve. We all flawed. We all make mistakes. So drop the regret. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Sometimes you have to step back and realize that you did what you did with the information that you had. You cannot go back and change the past. So our healthy choice is to receive God's grace to move forward. You can nurse and rehearse, or you can let it go. I'm talking better than y'all saying amen. Come on, next screen, next screen. Number three, what's the vision for your next? Philippians 3, 13 to 14. I'm not saying that I have this all together. Paul said, I'm not saying that. I ain't saying I made it. But I'm well on my way. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm on my way. Reaching out for Christ, who has so wonderfully reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running. I'm not turning back. What's the vision for your next? Write it down. Start doing what you said you couldn't do. Get out the gate. You couldn't have told me, Twan, I would be at the gym every single day. You wouldn't have been able to tell me that. Every day the gym? Maybe during the fast top of the year. A couple times, but every day? Like I got to go down there, Floyd. I got to go down there. Because I'm working on something. Not even a smaller shirt. I'm working on my flesh not telling me what to do. Because the year belongs to the discipline. Next screen. Come on. Come on. I got four more minutes. Number four, work on yourself daily. Stay under construction. Read and educate your weaknesses. You don't read enough. You don't know enough. You didn't saw enough episodes of My End. My end, praise God for that. But let's go further. Expose yourself to new things and people. Learn new skills and improve on your current ones. Plan for success. Change how you look. Some of y'all don't look like you're headed nowhere. I see you at the Walmart, you got your head wrapped, you got your house shoes on. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Stop that. Up the house. I'm sorry. Clean up the trunk of your car. Clean the glove compartment. Hey, what's in your trunk right now? Some of y'all got ramen noodles in there. You got a comb, a brush. You got some weed spray. You got a pair of drawers. You got the car seat. McDonald's food, you got leftover Thanksgiving dressing in the trunk. What you got in the trunk? I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready for God to take me. Clean up. I can tell. Listen. I'm almost done. It's hot in here. I can tell. Listen. I can tell the level of discipline in your life. Based on your car. I ain't got to go in the house. If you give me a ride and I can't get in because you got 5 minutes to move this and pull that out and throw that away and put it in the back, get it out, I already know. One minute, Pastor. Move that back there. Junior, give me that. Put that in the trunk. Get that up right there. Oh, 1 minute, Pastor. In the car, not the outside. Hey, Marcel, the outside's shining. I'm all on the tie and the roach on the dashboard. Come on. Number five. I got 2 minutes. Come on. Get around people who have the thoughts that you want. I'm teaching better than y'all saying amen. Y'all around too many boogers. Stop. Let me say it like this. I'm not saying don't hang with people. I'm saying cut off intimate fellowship with those that don't have your thoughts. Your circle should be where you're trying to go, not where you've been. Appraise your inner circle. How valuable are they to your future? Not wings and things, not the New Edition concert, none of that. Your future. Look at this. Look at these next lines and I'm finished. You don't want to be the master of an old, dated level. I want to be the rookie at God's new level. Now, this ain't, y'all didn't put my updated notes up here. Because the updated note says, I want to be a rookie at God's new level continually. Look. I want to be a beginner at new assignments. I want to be in rooms where I'm intimidated in a healthy way. I don't want to be the head nacho everywhere I go. I want to walk in and say, can I sit right here? Okay, I don't want to sit. I didn't want to listen today. I'm just trying to figure this out. But the very room you walk in, you the big man. No. I don't want to be the master at a level God ain't on no more. Ooh, get around people. What that last line said? That what? I want to be at the bottom of a new mountain. Some of y'all done climbed the top and waving your flag. You've been up there for 10 years. It's time for you to switch mountains. And the enemy, he okay with you being comfortable. This is not just your John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. It's not just your ordained year. It's also, listen to me, your uncomfortable year. If you comfortable, it just may not be God. Because his job is to stretch you. And this generation says, I got it. Pastor friend said he took his son out in the driveway to shoot around. He said, come on out here, son. I'm going to show you how to shoot the jump shot. And here's what his five-year-old son told him. That's okay, Dad. I got this. He's five. What is the issue with this generation that don't want to take nobody's instructions to be better? Oh, you? That's right, Pastor. These generations, you too. I'm telling you, you're too comfortable. I'm telling you, you haven't been there long enough. I'm telling you, God is trying to shift some things. And I ain't talking about you changing churches. That ain't the answer. God ain't into all this shifting as y'all think he is. I'm talking about things in your life. That job. It's clear that you're supposed to go out to that new position, but you're like, I don't know. It's too much work. They're going to have me doing this. Because you used to sit at your desk on Facebook all day getting paid. God's trying to stretch you. Because we take pride in, girl, I don't do nothing at work. We take pride, I don't do nothing. Girl, I don't do nothing. I get there, get my, girl, I don't do nothing. I ain't under no badge on because you don't do nothing. I want to do something. I want to grow. I want to learn new things. I want to go different places. This year, you ain't going just to Mississippi and stop at Boom Lane. You're going to Hawaii. You're going to Hawaii. Come on, say I receive it. You're going to Hawaii. Honolulu, Kananunu, Kanu, whatever the islands are. You're going to Hawaii. Get your Speedos ready. Come on here. Last one. I got to go. Last one. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Last one. Enjoy the process. You can play some he finished music. Enjoy the process. Terry neighbor said, this is your enjoying year. the thermostat and wait. Come on, praise team. Set it and wait. It is your responsibility to set it. Look at the scripture, Colossians 3. Set your mind on things above. I turned the heat off yesterday, Tanya, because people go on and off. Before I left, I turned it off. When I got home, before I even got home, Floyd, I checked my phone and it said the house is on 69 degrees. So I clicked it up to like 85. Yeah, I like it hot. At least get the kill, then I fix it once. 85. Well, by the time I made it home, it had only reached like 72. I didn't cuss and get mad at the unit. I said it already. I have to now wait for it to. And some of you have, come on cross, good people. You have set your mind, come on, regarding your family, regarding your money, regarding your fitness, just wait. I know it's getting a little tight. I know it is. You're like, he still ain't came, she still ain't came, this still ain't happened. Just, you've said it. Now wait. You've said it. Now wait. Oh, it's going to go from 72, 73, 70. By the time the game went off, we was in there sweating. Now you got to set it again. Set your mind on things above. Now, all of these numbers, I didn't take the time I wanted to take with them, so I'll do that on recap tonight. Y'all gonna talk some more? Yep, we're gonna talk some more. We're gonna talk till we get it.